sometimes the children are born autistic, and this seems, statistics are saying this is going to increase. So why do such things happen? So there are two different issues here. First is, when it comes to the why question, we don't have ultimate answers. No one has. No, it's not that. No, let me complete my point. What I'm saying, we don't have. I say ultimate answers, the ultimate definitive answers. So basically, we need to adopt some worldview which enables us to move on in life. So what are the worldviews available to us? Broadly speaking, there are three. One is that everything happens by chance. Some people are lucky, some people are unlucky. So, you know, I just happened to get a bad lot. Now, this is actually a very, very heartless and disempowering way of looking at the world. You know, anything can happen anytime. And I can be victimized anytime. It's very difficult to go on in life and encourage with this worldview. That life is just a lottery game. Some of us get a good lottery, some of us is bad. That's one way of looking at it. Second way of it looking at it is that God is in control and God decides everything. So God has arranged for some parents to get good children, God has arranged for some people to get bad children. This is actually even more difficult to accept. Because, you know, why is God so arbitrary? Why would God give me such a raw deal and give someone else such a good deal? And then if I am told on top, worship such a God. Now if God is giving me, it will become very difficult to worship such a God. Now, most people have this conception of religion and they feel atheism is better. Although chance is no good explanation, at least this, that is better than a capricious God. But there is a third explanation. A third explanation is that, you know, we are all on an onward spiritual evolution. And whatever happens to us, if we see it, if we see it from this life's perspective, it is very difficult, but if we see this life as an onward journey, then what happens to us in this life, it is not defining of all of reality. So, you know, you are at a particular stage in your spiritual evolution. Your son is at another stage in his spiritual evolution. And you two have been brought together for helping each other grow. So if you think that, if we think that this life is all that there is, then we may feel that, oh, somebody say, some people are physically handicapped, some people are blind, some people are autistic. Then from this life's perspective, we see life just seems so terribly unfair. And we see, not just unfair, but it seems to be incurably unfair. We can't do anything about it. It becomes very difficult to deal with it. But if I see that life is an ongoing journey, that the soul who has been entrusted to you as your son, you know, his future is not just what he's going to experience in this life. And your future is not just what you have to do for him as a mother in this life. Both of you are on a journey, and in this journey, you know, if you let the world's definition of success and the world's definition of happiness, which is largely in materialistic terms, if you let that determine your definitions of happiness and success, that means if you define your son only in terms, if you think that your success is in terms of making your son very well educated, having a degree from a prestigious institution, and building a bright career in terms of what the world defines as a bright career, then it may be difficult. It may not happen. But if you see that success is not necessarily defined only by these things. These things are also one parameter of success. But success is much bigger. No. If you see that, actually, all of us, you know, we all want to love and be loved. There's a reciprocation of love. We want wealth, we want fame, we want position. Ultimately, because we hope that these will make us more lovable. You know, if I look very good, then somebody will love me. If I have a good degree, same way. All these things we get so that we can love and be loved. That's what we long for ultimately. And everything that else we want it so that we can get that loving and being loved. Now, if you see from that perspective, so the relationships become more and more fulfilling when they are more and more selfless. Isn't it? You know, if somebody loves us, even if we are not able to do anything for them at that particular time, that shows their selflessness in love. And selfless love is actually a sign of a very evolved person. And we all will ourselves get more and more selflessness. So if we see, we grow in love, when we love those who are around us, with a spiritual understanding of life, then we grow in our love for God also. And then gradually, we have horizontal relationship with others in this world. We have a vertical relationship with God. And both these relationships can go symbiotically. The more I love God, the more I become peaceful, the more I become internally joyful, the more I become internally strong, then I can offer more love and stability in my horizontal relationships. And if I have good horizontal relationships, then I also have security, I feel loved, I feel safe, then I can love God also more. So both of these are meant to be symbiotic. And life is a journey, multi-lifetime journey, where we all move towards more and more selfless love. So if you see that you have an opportunity through the son that you've got to become more selfless in your love, and that selfless love in itself will give you deep fulfillment. It may not be the kind of fulfillment that the world will applaud. But within your heart, you will be contented. And within your heart, God is watching you. And He will reward in due course. Because He knows what we are going through. So we see God as a strength giver for dealing with whatever life brings our way. As I said, we are on a spiritual evolution. And because we are at different stages, at different stages in our life, different things may happen, which may be difficult to cope with. But if we have this connection with God, if we have the shelter of God, that enables us to cope with these things better. Machitta sarva durgani mat prasada tarishyasi. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 18.58 that if you become conscious of me, you will pass over all obstacles by my grace. He doesn't say that you will not have obstacles. You will pass over obstacles by becoming conscious of me. That means that when we understand that, yes, I have a big problem right now, but I understand God is bigger. I understand that God is bigger, and God can, if He wants, He can remove the problem, or if He wants me to grow, He will give me the strength to grow so that I deal with the problem. You may know that well-known story of how there was a person going through a forest, and he once saw a bird trying to break through, a baby bird trying to break through a shell. And then the baby was struggling, the bird was struggling, you know, one part of a wing came out, and then the shell snapped back again. And then you could see that he was squirming in pain. But, oh, this baby is going through so much trouble, the bird is going through so much trouble. So he broke the shell. But now I released the bird. But the bird had come out, but because it had come out without going through the struggle of breaking the shell, its body was not adequately developed. And then it didn't have the strength to fly. And just hopping around a little bit, and suddenly a predator swooped down and ate it up. It couldn't fly away while other birds flew away. So sometimes the difficulties that we go through, they are vital for our growth. And if you think of growth only in terms of this lifetime, you feel, what is the point of it all? But if you see that you are an onward journey, which is extending to eternity. So what you go through in this life or this situation, it is not going to define you permanently. It is something which will help you to grow. And you can in this situation grow far, far more than what other mothers can go through. So they may have more joys or pleasures according to this life's definition, material definitions of success and happiness, but far greater rewards in terms of your own spiritual growth await you. And when we connect with Krishna, when we become devoted to Krishna, it is that we get inner strength to cope with life's problems. So life determines our problems, how we determine their size. That means, you know, if I have a problem and say if I have to carry a 10 kg luggage, and if I carry that 10 kg luggage, it's difficult, but I can carry it. But if I'm 10 kg, I put 30 kg more. 40 kg will practically be movable for me. So, you know, the problem that we have, that is a certain amount of problem. But when we start resenting that problem, we start feeling negatively because of that problem ourselves, that resentment of the problem hurts more than the problem. And thus, the problem is a 10 kg burden, but the resentment of the problem is a 30 kg burden. So now, when we turn towards God as a means for redirecting our thoughts, ultimately, we are always thinking of some things. And quite often, the very things that we think about, they agitate us. They torment us. And then we become disempowered. So, when we try to practice bhakti, Krishna becomes a very pacifying, satisfying, empowering object of thought. Now, if you try to chant the mantras, we had some kirtan right at the beginning, chant the mantras, you pray, you understand the Bhagavata's wisdom, you will find that you will get peace, you will get strength, and then you will be able to cope with the problems that are there in your life better. And so both in terms of, like in science there is theory and there is experiment, so in terms of, in spirituality there is philosophy and there is practices. So in terms of philosophy, the situation that we are going through in life, it will make better sense if you have a spiritual worldview rather than simply a atheistic worldview or a nominally religious worldview where you think God is, there's the focus not on spiritual evolution, the focus on just God being controller. So what is the third worldview is that? Is God is the supreme, but we are on a spiritual evolution. And what happens to us is for our spiritual evolution onwards. So, from the philosophical perspective, it's not that we get complete answers. But, relatively speaking, we can make better sense of life. In terms of its purpose. Not in terms of what is happening right now. But in terms of its ultimate purpose, we can make better sense of life. And in terms of practice, you'll find that you'll be able to have better strength to deal with the challenges that you are facing if you have spiritual practices to boost you. Now, having said all this, I am not going through what you are going through, so definitely I know it's very difficult, and it is you who have to tread the path. Nobody else can tread the path for you, but I can surely offer my prayers for you and your son's well-being. Thank you.
Prabhuji,
take care.